We've made it then, day 5 of the Isle of Wight walk. Today we'll be going from Grange Chine to Ventnor, and Ventnor is where we started on Monday. Personally, me, I feel very, very tired. My body is completely shot. I've got a bad knee, I've got blisters, and basically that could be down to my own arrogance, because last year we did 125 miles around Anglesey, and as we knew that the Isle of Wight was only 75 miles, I was a bit, we don't need to train, we'll be fine. But on Monday and Tuesday, it really started to affect us. A few of the team are over here. And we'll just first of all find out how Michael's found this, because he tends to always be the happy one. A ray of sunshine cheering us all up.
I've really enjoyed it. The days have been tough, but the nights have been great fun.
One person who's really found this difficult is our friend James, who he started off in proper walking boots from the army, and by Tuesday it wasn't possible to wear them anymore. He had blisters here, there and everywhere. So he then decided to wear these, which are walking sandals. But as you can see, he's bandaged up, he's still in pain. He's trying to make his way to the finish line. How are you feeling?
My right leg is shot to hell. However, it's been a fun walk and I'm glad that I've done it. Seeing the needles has been a pretty much a lifelong ambition, and the glass blowing should be fun as well.
Newsreader David Peak, who's been sorting out the maps, the destinations, where we stop, how long we stop for. How have you found it?
Well, I think it's gone pretty well so far. I'm glad we've got to the final day, not because I don't enjoy the walk. I love going around this island, but I think it's time that we finished and we felt like we've achieved something. And actually, I'm also really looking forward to that glass blowing. Should be great fun, because I've been there many times and watched, but never got the chance to have a go. So I'm looking forward to potentially doing that myself.
So although all of us have pulled muscles, we've got pain all over the body, we have really enjoyed it. We've seen some beautiful scenery. As James mentioned, the needles was fantastic. And being that high up on a cliff, which is probably in a few years going to fall down. But it's been a really enjoyable experience. The next time you hear from us, we'll be at the halfway point and even closer to finishing our Isle of Wight walk. We're at the halfway point, I'm pleased to say. It's Black Gang, and it's been a real, real tough 6 miles, this. There was a point when, actually, I nearly gave up because the pain in my knee was so severe. I was trailing behind all the others. But we've made it halfway, only another 6 miles to go, and then that's it for the Isle of Wight walk. We'll just quickly find out how the others are going on. Fraser?
This is the most tired I've been, I think, in all the halfway points. It's definitely the most tired. I'm absolutely knackered. I mean, we just did a massive hill and that really, really wore me out. So I think these last 6 miles aren't going to fly by, I think.
James?
For some reason, I'm doing better than I was earlier, but my leg is still really, really painful.
Right, so the next time you hear from us, we'll actually be at the glass blowing factory, which I'm quite looking forward to, because not only will we be trying glass blowing, I've seen it done on TV and it looks really easy, so I should be fine, but also I'll get a chance to sit down and relax. Well, this is a moment that we've all waited 5 days for. We are literally a few yards off the finishing line, which means we've completed successfully our Isle of Wight walk, which was around 70, 75 miles for cancer research. We've raised loads of money. It's still coming in now as I speak. I seem to have formed this very weird limp because my knee has well and truly gone now. Jimmy, how are you feeling?
My legs are absolutely killing me. My knee hurts, my ankle hurts, my feet hurt, and my back hurts. But I'm glad I've done it.
Right, David, how are you feeling?
Very glad to have completed it. Surprisingly in good condition. I've just got the one blister on my right foot. I think otherwise I'm okay, but my left leg's been giving me pain at other times. But other than the right foot, I think I'm good, actually.
Man of many words, Michael, how are you feeling?
Tired, but glad I rose to the challenge again.
That's it, folks. We've done it. The finishing line is literally in front of us now, which is good because from the looks of things, it's just about to rain. And I must say, one thing I'm really looking forward to is a hot shower where I can relax. I can take these boots off. We can have something to eat and we can basically just have a few hours of socialising before we have to go to bed, because we are all absolutely exhausted. And I'm really, really looking forward to, in the morning, opening my eyes and thinking, I can lie here for a little bit.